There's one thing. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I want you to be transformed into my image and likeness. The greatest call in your life is to be transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. That the same thing that Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. He wants you to live a life like that, that others look at you and go, whoa, you're different. You're wearing long sleeve Hawaiian. First you were wearing Hawaiian when nobody else was wearing Hawaiian. Now you done took it to the next measure. Well, that's the influence of my Marshallese brothers and sisters and my wife that shops at Ross. I don't wear this one, but I like this one. But anyway, understand. Now, we got to come to the fullness and the measure of that. But then he says, look, be henceforth no more like children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of hand and crafting and cunningness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive you, see? And when you think of that verse 14, think Acts 8, when Simon the sorcerer was in Samaria doing all kinds of miracles. Come on, you understand that? Where the whole town thought he was some great man of God until Peter shows up and he says, do you know Jesus? And he shines the light on that deception. See, the enemy can mimic miracles, signs, and wonders. What was the problem with Simon? The problem was the motive of his heart. He wanted to be seen as some mighty man of God. The motive of our heart is to make our Father famous, right? The motive of my heart is, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. Or at least you've got a glimpse of him, hopefully. Okay? But he says, watch, because in these last days, there are going to be a lot of people that say, the Lord's over here. You can get into all that over in Matthew 24 and read about it sometime. But he doesn't want you to be moved to and fro by every doctrine. He wants you to be anchored and be in cover, be covered, be accountable, be in submission to the mission. Be beneath the mission of this, lifting it up. Amen? Don't just be watching and looking and not participating. This isn't about spectator. This is about participating, okay? The challenge comes in verse 16 here, okay? Speaking the truth in love, that we grow in him into all things, which is the head, even Jesus Christ, but from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, makes increase of the body until the edifying of itself in love. Oh, man, that could be 45 minutes right there. The essence of life is this. We are the children of God. And I look at this, life is like, one example that I like to use is, your life is like a jigsaw puzzle. We loved at our house in the wintertime when we'd get snowed in, we would get out the 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle and we would spend hours putting the puzzle pieces together. And, you know, you would go to fit some pieces together and it would look like it would fit until you get a little bit further down and you realize, wait a minute, that didn't connect like it was supposed to. This piece actually goes there instead of that piece. And so he says here, you're being fitly framed. And see, your life is these pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. They're pieces of revelation that you've received from the Word, from the Bible. You've received from hearing teaching. You've received by the Holy Spirit. And your job is to say, God, take all of this and have it make sense to me so that I can live for you. But the challenge is, I've got to be divinely flexible that I allow God to change me so that I can be joined together with you as one. So I can't be so stoic, so steadfast and unflexible in my beliefs that I can't change. You can't go Malachi 3:6 when they ask you to do the nursery, I'm the Lord, I change not. You can't quote that and get away with it. You've got to be divinely flexible. You've got to say, Lord, change me so that I can be one with my brother and sister that's right here beside me, sitting with me. And you know what that means? You may have to spend time together outside. You don't get that on Sunday morning meetings. You get that during the week in small groups. You get that during the week when people find out through testimonies, your testimony, and you tell your story to your neighbors and others. But you got to be divinely flexible. Now, that's the biggest challenge that you and I face, is to let go of what we've known this far and to be willing to reach forward ahead and say, God, change me so that I can be closer to my brothers and sisters than I'm ever before. And the way I know that's working is my focus is on their blessing and their increase and not mine. And we are celebrating every small victory. We're celebrating. And we're learning to do that. And that's the transition from thinking like a soldier to thinking like a warrior. But if I don't understand that as a warrior, I'm not going to be effective enough unless I'm joined with others, I'm going to miss it. How did David take down Goliath? Goliath was a warrior, right? Well, Goliath didn't get others around him, so David took a shot with his sling, took him down. But David suffered persecution. He suffered some things, too. He learned some things. And what God's doing is putting us in transitioning, changing your position, changing your alignment, and getting you to understand that we're at wartime. Now, the first thing you got to do is get that in your thinking and talk about that and what that means. Then, what's your assignment here? What is it that God's telling you? Like he told Jehu, you're going to take off over there into Jezreel, and you're going to go where Jezebel's at, and she's going to be defeated. And you got to ask God, where's your Jezreel? Where's FCA's assignment in this war? And I'm praying about it, Chris. You may already know some of it. I know it has to do with local government. And it has to do with being influential with some of the people that are here politically in power. Something, I know a part of it's that, and a part of it is business. I'm not sure, I'll be praying with you how to get the rest of it. But the first part is to change our thinking, and he was talking about that. And then the next part is to get equipped, to get prepared so we can go. And I mean, to think that we've got to be a bride without spot, wrinkle, or blemish before Jesus returns. And I was just showing these guys the picture of my oldest daughter, and oh man, she's got her wedding gown on with her veil, and she's beautiful. And the coolest thing is she's so happy and so joyful. I'm so grateful for that in her life. And that wedding day, February 17th, she looked perfect. I mean, she just, stunningly, if you look at the pictures. Well, when you awaken love at the right time in the Song of Solomon, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's how I know she's got the right guy. Because pure love is there. The essence of that is there. Why? Because this young man is willing to give his life for her betterment. I'm sitting with him at Thanksgiving. I just met him. And he looks at me just like my other son-in-law. And he says to me, just like my other son-in-law says, Bill, you don't have to worry about Andrea any longer. I've got her. I love her. I will give my life for her. What do you say to that? But yeah, and if Christ comes, that he gives his life for his bride. See, but we had to become the bride of Christ, and so we got to understand there's a lot of change we're going to go through. And at the same time, we're warring through that change, amen? So let's stand up, amen? We're done, yeah, in just a second, and we're about 10 minutes over. Those three, and if you do like I do, we just had a couple of prophets come through in February. I took what they were an apostle to, that I would tell you to have him over Kevin out of Akron. Gosh, he shook our place, man. I took their messages and dissected them and took the essence of what they were saying, and I'm still teaching it. And I'll still teach it all the way through this month to apply it, to take the truth. Okay, now we've heard, what are we going to do? That's where we're at, okay? Now that we've heard, God, from here, April the 1st, through the rest of this season, which is going to be, I believe, 12 to 18 months, show us the steps to take. Amen? Show us. Now, be willing to go before the Lord individually and hear what he's saying to you and write it out and email it to him. Amen? Be a watchman. Be a listener. Amen?